opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:00.
Good evening. I'm L.
And this is co-host Ron Lim for the Ask L Show. Freshly back from my surgery, just today, actually. We are brought... Oh, wait a minute. Who else do we have over here? I forgot. Oh, she's over to my left side. I forgot she was here. I'm co-host Ron Lim along with co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. You were hiding over here.
Good evening.
Hi. We are brought to you again by a new sponsor, New Life Discovery Project. It's in the infancy of its creation still. It is a nonprofit program providing whole life services to at-risk people, such as substance abuse reentry from incarceration, coming out of, and those that are looking to change their life. That is a small print. Anyway, it's a great recovery program. I'll tell you more later.
Sorry, Tim. But call Tim.
Yeah, call
Tim. If you have
Tim.
Questions about it, it's an
Tim.
Amazing program.
Yes, it's an amazing program.
Developing New Life Recovery Program.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Call Tim at 530-999-8345. I think I had too much anesthesia. If you'd like to call in, please call in us here at 530-605-4567 or tune in to KCNR1460.com. Listen to us live. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message her on Facebook at Ask L or me, Ron Lim, or Lenny Matthews. All right. Okay. Well, I did good job on that one.
We got through it. You'll do better.
No more anesthesia
for me. At the next break.
Yes. So, L, what's our topic tonight?
Okay, so
it looks interesting. I only saw it.
Thank you. It is going to be interesting. I think super informative and a great topic. So the question is, have you struggled to move on or detach from someone or something in spite of that having negative consequences in your life? So that was the question I posed on Facebook. Have you struggled to move on? Have you struggled to detach? And if so, you know, what's the deeper meaning behind not being able to detach. You know, in other words, if you're in a relationship with someone or you're in a situation that you can't detach from, why is that? So that's kind of what we're going to go over tonight. Lanny, it can always count on you. Yes, she can raise her hand.
Well, I'll let
it's cute.
Elle finish the introduction there.
Yeah. So, no, that's pretty much the introduction. I mean, that's the topic tonight. It's going to bleed into another topic, and I think it's going to be really beneficial and helpful. But what were you going to say, Lenny? I'm dying with curiosity.
Well, whenever you bring up a topic or ask a question, somehow I can always put myself in that place.
Yeah.
I've been there. And there were several things involved with me. One was a long relationship, a marriage with a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a hard time letting go of that and breaking up that family unit.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I always tend to go back to the wonderful, great things that happened and the feelings and the moments. So I stay in that place.
Yeah.
And also it became a habit with me. It was, almost an addiction, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there were parts of it that were extremely unhealthy. I even missed the chaos sometimes, if that makes any sense.
That totally makes sense.
So there were a lot of reasons why it took me years mm-hmm. to detach.
I really like where you went with that, because that's where we are going to go with it. We're going to take a deeper look at this, you know, when you're not able to detach from something or someone. The tendency is people on the outside, people that are in your life, people that know you, might tend to look at you like you're weak. You
what's
have some kind
you?
Of moral failure. Moral perpetuity is missing. What's going on with you? Get it together.
Or, can't you see how sick this is for you? Or, why are you staying?
Right. And so we also do the same things to ourselves. What's wrong with me? I'm an idiot. And we beat ourselves up, probably harder than anybody else can beat us up. But how you move on, how do you move on from somebody? And we're going to get into that tonight. We're going to take a new look at this, a very powerful look at this, and kind of explore what's going on with this. You certainly can't move on from somebody until you detach from them. And that's really what's launching this, is asking the question with compassionate curiosity, why are you attached in the first place? So instead of, why can't you detach? You know this is bad for you. You know this situation or this behavior is bad for you. Why can't you detach? A more compassionate question is, why are you detached? What is keeping you detached? So that starts a conversation, even if it's just a conversation with yourself. Why am I attached to this person? What attached me to this person or to this behavior? What is there? Well, typically there's some kind of hole there. There's something that's missing. There's something that this behavior is actually not the problem. The behavior is now trying to solve a problem. And so we're going to take a look at what that means. What are the behaviors? This behavior, why is it showing up? And what's it trying to solve for you? And it looks like we're moving close to our second break time now. We're going to push it out a little bit.
Anytime you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready to move on to something right now? Or
well, it's just the whole thing's kind of one big flow. So I was just looking nervously at the clock because the early commercials pushed into our normal timing. So. Okay, big pause there. So the deeper question is that I just said is, why am I attached to them or to it? Why am I attached to this behavior? So that's the question that's going to really take us on our journey tonight. What hole is it in me that did or does that person fulfill? And so, you know, that's the question that can be the beginning of creating answers for us. So say I needed to be with that person. Why are you with that person? Well, somebody asked me, why are you with that person? And I'm in a relationship that's not a healthy relation. It obviously is a mismatch and not healthy. Other people can see, why are you in that? Then I can ask myself, I needed to be with this person because they did what for me? Did they validate me? Did they make me feel good? Did they give me a connection? And so you begin to ask those questions of what is it that caused me to be attached in this situation? So okay, we're going to break right there, I think.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night.
Riverfront Playhouse presents On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson and directed by Rhonda Alvey and Marla O'Brien.
Watch as an elderly couple's summer at their lakeside cottage is transformed by their interactions with a young boy as they confront their own mortality and strained family relationships.
March 10th through March 26th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown.
Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store ready.
On Golden Pond is sponsored by this station and other pro arts businesses.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all.
Hi, this is Al.
And this is Ron Lim, host to the co-host to the Ask Gail show. And we also have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, with us.
Good evening.
We're back from a break, and I'm going to let Elle tell you about our new sponsor.
Yeah, so we have a new sponsor this month, New Life Discovery Project. And so New Life Discovery Project is a phenomenal program that is in its infancy, getting started. It's a nonprofit program that is providing whole life services to the at-risk population, such as those struggling with substance abuse or any kind of addiction issues. It's also helping those who are re-entering society from incarceration and those that are looking for a change in their life or want to create a new life and a better life for themselves. So it offers sober living, transitional housing, as well as addiction counseling, life coaching, life skills development, education, career development, and job readiness programs. So if you want to know more about this program, you can reach Tim at 530-999-8345. Again, that is Tim at 530-999-8345.
And thank you again, Tim.
Yeah, thank you for that. So before we took our break, and we're going to apologize tonight, we're a little choppy because something got thrown off in the programming. We're trying to get back on track here, and to do that, what we were talking about before we took our break was, how do you move on from somebody? That's the big question. How do you move on from somebody? And, you know, the answer to that is not a simple one, but you really can't move on from somebody until you can detach from them. But to detach, you have to ask yourself, you know, what's the attachment? And that's where the real question is when you look at the attachment and you look at it, I call it compassionate curiosity. I did not make that up. That comes from Gabor Mate. That's his term. Phenomenal. Anybody wants really good information on trauma and addiction, Gabor Mate. Compassionate curiosity is when you begin to see a behavior that's keeping you attached to a person or to a thing or a something. If you're able to look at the attachment as that's not the problem. The attachment isn't the problem. The attachment's actually the solution. So you're looking at, you're attached to this person and you're thinking, oh, this attachment, this is my problem. If I could just detach. And the attachment is really the solution to the problem. So the bigger question is, we ask, what is the problem, right?
So are you saying the attachment actually is filling a need or an empty spot in us?
Yeah, and we'll take a look at this as we move through the show tonight, that it's actually a very human thing to do, because as humans, we want to feel better. Yeah. We want to feel good. And so the attachment is an attempt to improve your human experience. So the attachment, if we can look at it again with compassion and look at others with compassion, what I'm trying to do is begin to change the conversation around how we view things like addiction. And the attachment, you know, it's a solution to a problem. It's if we start to look at people like, why are you doing that? What are you doing? Why are you staying with that guy? Why are you continuing in that behavior? Why are you spending all that money? Why are you being a workaholic? Why are you using that substance? And think that, oh, that person just needs to quit that behavior. That's basically saying, you have some sort of moral ineptitude, or there's something missing in you, or you have a weakness that you're not able to stop this behavior, rather than looking at it as that behavior that that person is doing is actually not the problem. That's their solution. So if that's their solution, what's it solving?
Yeah.
And then with compassion, we can say, what's the problem solving? What is the behavior solving? That's the solution. Where's the pain? Where's the problem? What's going on? What happened to you? So we ask, you know, what's the problem that the action is attempting to solve? And then there's a lot of compassion in that. We can look at the behavior as it's solving pain, it's solving anxiety, it's solving fear, it's solving depression, sadness, loneliness, and there's absolutely nothing wrong as humans to want to be out of pain. right?
I think that is a natural, it's like a natural reflex, anything that you can do to A, survive,
yes,
and avoid pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the functions of the brain, and there's a few functions of the brain, and one of those functions of the brain is to keep us alive. The main function of the brain is to keep
right.
us alive. And how does the brain do that? It does it by moving us from pain to pleasure.
Right.
By keeping us in what's familiar.
And seeking love.
Well, that is it. That is the human condition, Lanny. I mean, you bring up a good point, is that at the end of it, our problems typically boil down to, on some level, we do not feel like we're enough.
Yep.
We don't deserve that. We don't matter. There's so much devaluation going on,
yes,
because something happened. Something catastrophic happened. And it's not the event that happens to you. It's what happened in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're exposed to an event. You have two different people exposed to the same event. What happens in each of those people will be often completely different.
Yeah.
So it's not even the event. I mean, you know, I witnessed a pretty traumatic event when I was young. I watched my playmates burn up on fire.
Wow.
That was pretty traumatic. Each of us that were in that fire processed it very differently. So the event, that event is going to be traumatic, and how each person processes that is going to be what happens in you.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So our behaviors, and as I get into this, the descriptions a little bit more, I think that, you know, my hope is to change the way we have a discussion around addiction and change the way we view anyone that's suffering from addiction, because I think we're quickly going to see tonight that we've all suffered, most of us have suffered, when I read the definition, of some sort of addictive behavior at one point or another. You know, so the next question is, why the pain? And so to answer why the pain, we have to look at that person's experiences. We have to look at their traumas. We have to look at their adversities. We have to look at their suffering, you know, what they've gone through. So, this might make people uncomfortable for me to say this, but I want to frame it in the context of addiction. And as I said, changing the conversation around it and how we view addiction, you know, by the end of the night, hopefully we'll have, like I just said, a more compassionate, I'm getting ahead of myself, but a more compassionate understanding view of it, and realize that from the definition that I'm about to give, many of us, in fact, most of us, will have suffered from this. So from that, you know, I believe that addiction is probably one of the most misunderstood conditions. The current model that we have of addiction, and the reason why I'm tying attachment and detachment into this whole concept of addiction, is because any behavior can be a behavior that is that we repeat, that it's trying to solve a problem, but in the end it creates more problems. And so we have any number of behaviors that can fall into this description of what addiction is. And so the current model of addiction is that people are making the choice. Oh, well, they're just choosing to do that. That's their choice. They're choosing to do that. They're choosing to throw their life away. They're choosing to do whatever it is. They're choosing to gamble their money away. Whatever it is that they're choosing to do, the current model is that people are making a choice. And there's therefore some kind of moral problem with them. They're sick, they're weak, they're lacking integrity. But by definition, addiction is a behavior that a person finds, that any person, any behavior that any person finds temporary pleasure from or relief in, and therefore craves it and continues it. So it's repetitive behavior. You're craving this behavior because this behavior is bringing you relief on some level. So in spite of the negative consequences, the pleasure and the relief is creating short-term reward. but in the long term, it's harmful. And so, you know, it's the inability to be able to give that up in spite of the harm that it's causing. And so if we go back to attachment and detachment, you know, you've attached to this person because of whatever it is that that relationship is bringing you, that there's some hole that it's trying to fill. And detaching from that is trying to come to an understanding of why you attached in the first place. Okay, is this a good place for us to take a break?
It is.
Okay.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So, darling, darling, stand.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If you could read my love.
Hi, this is L.
Hey, this is Ron Lynn, co-host to the Ask L Show. We are back from our break, along with our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
We have two co-hosts on board today. I don't know what she's laughing
you're
about.
You're silly.
You're silly. Hey,
you're sillier.
If you guys are listening, or if you're listening, we sure would like to hear you, your comments or ideas or topics. Anything you want to say on the phone, just call us at 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com, or you can You can text Elle at
707-499-8999.
Or you can text me or Lenny on Facebook, Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews. So I want you to talk about a little bit about our sponsor real quick.
Yes, thank you. Our sponsor is New Life Discovery Project. It's in its infancy. It's just starting out, and it's a nonprofit program providing whole life services to at-risk populations such as substance abuse or any kind of addiction issues, reentry from incarceration, those that are looking to change their life, create a new life or a better life. New Life Discovery is offering sober living, transitional housing, as well as addiction counseling, life coaching, skills development, education, career development, and job readiness programs. So for more information, call Tim at 530-999-8345.
Awesome.
Much needed program.
much
awesome.
Needed.
Awesome
much needed.
Program. Yeah.
Okay, we're back from a break, but we have a caller.
Okay.
Michael, right?
Michael, are you there?
Yes, hello, I am here.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Michael from Cincinnati, Ohio, calling in.
Oh my goodness, ARP.
Wow.
Wasn't there a show? Never mind, sorry.
Welcome.
Sorry, Michael.
welcome. What you got for us, Michael?
So, yeah, your guys' topic tonight really hit a nail on the head for me. I was in a pretty toxic relationship for 9 years. It took me a while to get out of, a lot of back and forth.
Thanks.
So, you know, I'm glad you called in because you're a perfect person to ask. You know, you were in that toxic relationship for 9 years, so you were unable to detach from that relationship. So what was it that the attachment to that relationship was doing for you?
So for me, I'm a gay man, and this was my first real relationship. And so he was the first person that made me feel completely 100% accepted for who I am. Mm-hmm. And so to let that go and leave that behind was terrifying.
I'll bet.
So, but you said that the relationship turned toxic. So at some point, did that sense of how he valued you begin to change?
No, because there were, I mean, as people in toxic relationships know, there are ups and downs. So there are really, really high highs, and then there are the really, really low lows. Mm-hmm. So there were during those really, really high highs, that's what I would always go back to mentally when things were really bad.
Typical.
Things can be so good. Things can be so wonderful.
Hope is so powerful.
Yes.
And so it was, you know, for you, that hope was, that was a solving a problem for you. It was.
Yes.
There was a purpose for you in that hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing your experience. What eventually got you to a place where you could move on from that?
Do you want honesty?
Well, as honest as you want to be. We are a radio show.
I cheated.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's a really quick way to end a relationship if you know that that's going to do it.
Well, I couldn't consciously end it, and so I think subconsciously I knew that that would end it.
Yeah.
If I got caught.
Yeah.
And so I just let myself get caught.
That's very self-aware.
Yeah.
And not so untypical.
Uh-huh.
I would say, because the behavior of cheating, again, it wasn't a problem. It was solving a problem for you. So you use that behavior that someone might be like, oh, you're a cheater, you have a problem, you need help. It was more like, okay, my cheating is actually a solution for me. So
exactly.
It served a good purpose for you, looking at the bigger picture. Michael, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes,
you're
we
welcome.
Love that you listen.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
You too. Good luck to you. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome call.
Yeah. It was good that he shared. So just if you're just tuning in, we started out our show talking about attachment. And if you're attached to actually it was how do you detach from somebody? And to detach from somebody, you have to realize you're attached. And if you're attached,
why?
Why are you attached? What is the attachment? Instead of looking at the attachment as a problem, what's the solution? What's the problem it's trying to solve? So moving on from there, we segued into attachment just being another form of an addictive behavior and reframing addictive behavior. We're looking at addiction as not being the problem, but being the solution. With compassion, the solution to people's problems. So if you ask somebody, you know, why are you doing that behavior? You're going to get any number of answers. It gives me a sense of comfort. It gives me a sense of peace. I got relief from it. It gave me connection. I mean, a lot of behaviors create connection. Go ahead.
Changing the direction a little bit, talking about, say, a divorce. Mine specifically. First one specifically.
Thanks for clarifying that.
But, you know, so you're attached at the beginning, of course, for all the the reasons everybody gets attached. But eventually that goes away, and then now you want to detach and need to detach. And for me, the reason I stayed in as long as I did is because in our culture, you know, divorce is a no-no.
Interesting,
and you've
yeah.
got your family that, expect you to do all the things that, you know.
And people that don't know you, Ron, what is your culture?
Oh, Chinese. Okay. Asian.
Thank you,
Chinese.
Lenny.
Sure.
So, for me, it was the pressure of, you know, keeping that for the family to stay in the marriage. But, you know, eventually you just have to decide that either you do it for them or you do it for yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
And were you the first divorce in your family?
The first in Reading, in the Chinese community.
Really?
Yeah. That was bad.
I feel a little bad asking that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Everybody.
But that was a lot of pressure. So, so what you're saying is you stayed in the marriage too long.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So I would look at that, and I might not be right. You know, I mean, I'm always exploring these things. You guys know this. I'm exploring these things in an attempt to solve my own problems.
Sure.
So we share what we need to learn, right? And so for you, I would look at it and think, okay, well, staying in the marriage too long may have caused problems, but it was also a solution to a problem, which was the ostracization.
The community.
Right. I mean, that was a lot to face.
Yeah.
So
huge.
So he's doing it because of culture in his race and family.
Yeah.
So you can also use that same theory with a person that is afraid to leave because of what other people will say, will think of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's all pressure from other people instead of doing what you know is good and right in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't have the true picture of what is going on in the relationship. They don't know what's going on behind closed doors because you haven't shared it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier sometimes to stay in the mire and the muck.
Yeah.
It really is.
I get that. I get what you're saying, Lenny, and it's you know, from this perspective, if I look at it through this lens and look at staying, instead of looking at staying as you're weak for staying, there's something wrong with you for staying, looking at it like staying was solving a really big problem that you weren't able to face. You didn't have the skills. Not you specifically, but just you, the generalized you.
How many people I'm going to hurt.
Yeah.
Look how it's going to affect X, Y, and Z and all these people. So it's just more than you can even think about.
And you can't even begin to solve that kind of problem, and I'm not talking about staying in the marriage problem, I'm talking about the emotional and mental problem that you're internalizing as a result of what the consequences would be for leaving that marriage.
Right.
And you can't even begin to solve that without some kind of community of your own. It could be a community of one person, but somebody that is compassionate and understanding and willing to help you work through that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta be honest with you, Lenny, you do that for me. You're that person for me. I really feel like you're that person that puts compassionate eyes on all of my situations. So
thank you.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And we're at break time.
Yeah, okay. Now that I've broken the whole discussion, we'll come back.
That's good. No, I like it.
Okay. See you in a minute.
Style someday, old dream maker, you heart breaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, along here with the other co-host, co-host with the host, Lenny Matthews. We're back. We actually have a caller, but let's first tell the folks who's sponsoring us tonight.
Yeah, our sponsor this month is New Life Discovery Project. New Life Discovery Project is in its infancy in creation, but it's a nonprofit program providing whole life services to the at-risk population, such as those struggling with any kind of addiction issues, those needing to reenter from incarceration, and those that are looking to change their life or create a new life or a better life. New Life Discovery Project is offering sober living, transitional housing, as well as addiction counseling, life coaching, life skills development, education, career development, and job readiness programs. So for more information on the New Life Discovery Project, call Tim at 530-999-8345.
Thank you again, Tim. Did I mention the phone number to call here? 530-605-4567. Please call in. We have another about 10, 15 minutes to go. Let's get back to our program. We have Ryan on the phone.
Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
I have a question. You have your sponsor of the show there. And where does the dual diagnosis element fit into what you guys offer and what we can offer to the folks here in Shasta County?
How do we
bring dual diagnosis here, specifically, you know, inpatient stuff for those that can't do the outpatient? And where exactly is this transitional housing? Because I've heard that there is no housing available.
So it's in its infancy stages, the New Life Discovery. So it's just beginning. It's securing housing. It's a nonprofit organization that's getting on its legs and expected to be up and running within 30 to 60 days. Once that's happening, then it'll be clear. It'll be getting shouted out to off the rooftops.
But for details.
Yeah, for details, you can call Tim. And as far as your question about dual diagnosis, it's a great question. And we will be working very closely with the mental health programs that are made available through the county. So you'll get diagnosis through them. There will be medication, if needed, can be how do you say? You know, you'll have access to someone would have access to medications that they need should a dual diagnosis require something like that.
Okay.
Did that help answer your questions?
Kind of. I mean, I feel like that we really need an inpatient dual diagnosis, somewhere that can treat not only the drug addiction but the underlying. You know, the person's like an onion. You got to peel the layers back.
Correct.
That's exactly what this program's all about, is treating not only the addiction, but the cause of the addiction. And that could be emotional, mental health.
It could be physical.
They're going to have access to therapy, counseling, and qualified doctors who can administer and diagnose for the mentally ill as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Good question, Ryan. Thank you
for calling, Ryan. We have another caller. We have a name for that caller?
I have a note that says caller.
Okay.
Caller,
hello,
are you
caller.
There?
Are you there?
I am here. Actually, this is Tim.
Oh, hi
Tim.
Okay, Ryan, if you're still listening, Tim is on the line. And so, Tim, did you hear Ryan's question?
I did. Okay. It's actually why I called in.
Thank you.
I actually think that's really an important question. And I think it's an element that oftentimes gets missed in addiction treatment programs. Not by all of them. There are several in town that recognize the co-occurring disorders and that you really have to be willing to deal with the whole person, which means dealing with those other issues that they're facing that are either being driven by the addiction or may even be driving the addiction. You know, they kind of go hand in foot, and unless you're willing to deal with both of them, you're really not dealing with the whole person. And that includes, you know, medically assisted treatments, you know.
Thank you. Medically assisted treatment.
Thanks for clearing that up.
I couldn't spit that out.
Hopefully Ryan was listening in the area.
You know, it's hard for people to engage and make changes if they can't think stably or, you know, even emotionally aren't at a place where they can really focus on dealing with some of the issues and solving the problems and even discovering the problems that they have. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our philosophy at New Life is really that we're there to help people and to meet them where they are, not where we wish they would be.
All right. Well, okay. Thanks for you know, clearing
give,
that up. But
give Tim's.
Yeah, we'll get your number over to.
Tim, give your number one more time.
It's 530-999.
Do you know your number?
8345.
Okay. All right.
Honestly, I do now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tim.
Good. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Awesome.
Okay,
I hope
that was a timely call. Yeah, Ryan, I hope you
still Ryan, hopefully you still
were able to hear that and answer questions and get that number and have a personal conversation with Tim as well. So we have a few minutes left in the show. If you're just tuning in after the break, we were just talking about how behaviors that are seen as weak or lacking moral perpitude are really not behaviors that are problems. They're more behaviors that are trying to solve a problem. And Lenny, you know, before we came back on the air, you were sharing something with me. Are you still open to talking about that?
Absolutely.
Because I think it's so relevant. Yeah, sure.
I think we talked about two things, but one of the reasons that it was hard for me to detach was it was actually filling a need with something that I have called codependency. And I've worked on it for a long time, but it filled that need to keep working on something. And I thought if I could just do a little more, if I could just be a better wife, a better mother, if I could fix this and fix that, then it will all be okay. So it filled that codependency need for me. And I've since done a lot of therapy on codependency, but I think we all have a little of it if we have any kind of giving or compassion in our hearts. But it made sense to me later on, and it's not a bad thing. It's just something that we can do too much of. And
I want to two things. I want to ask if you would break down codependency for us, for somebody that may be going, what is that? What is codependency? How do you define, how would you describe yourself as codependent? Because that's a term that gets thrown around a lot.
A lot.
People don't know what it means.
Well, for
what
me,
does it mean to you?
It might look different for other people, but for me, codependency was being dependent on taking care of other people's dependency, which made me a codependent. I needed to take care of everybody emotionally, physically, dinner time, keep the house clean, moral support. I mean, you name it. I was the little busy bee running around taking care of everybody's hearts, minds, and soul, and their life.
So would you describe that behavior, so just breaking it down in terms of our topic tonight, so what you just described as codependency was a behavior that others might be judging you for. Why are you staying in this marriage? Why are you putting up with this? Why are you dealing with all of this?
Because I thought they needed me. I thought, for example, when my father left, my mother was a homemaker. She'd never worked. She had no skills. So I was so worried about her because she was so heartbroken that I took on the role at 8 of being a mother to my little sister after school, picking up the house, making sure the homework was done, and trying to start dinner, which was Chef Boyardee boxed pizzas, if you remember those. I became the little mother, and then I took care of my mother emotionally because so I was completely, I took over a role of mother, father, older sister, you name it. I took care of everyone in my family.
So that behavior, just I'm going to break it down in terms of our topic tonight, that behavior that you were exhibiting
in
was
my marriage.
In your marriage, but also as a child.
Yes.
You had to take that on as a child. So that was, I mean, that behavior became problematic for you later, but it was also a behavior that wasn't the problem. It was solving, that behavior was solving the problem for you, which was the lack of control, the fear.
Exactly. And so, feeling needed, feeling worthwhile, feeling.
All right. And with that, we have